Need to work on your tan? Get away with Sun Country Airlines today by simply moving your cursor to suncountry.com.
Wagner's Drive-In is the place for homemade lip-smacking car chow when you get hungry while cruising or coming or going to a car show or cruise-in. Jump in at 7000 West Broadway in Brooklyn Park or call 763-533-8262.
Sizzling 99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
That's right, where the MSP comes alive. Good morning, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're listening to Speedy and Spitz Street Beat on KSIZ, Sizzling 99.9. We have Brian Warhol, a.k.a. Speedy, from Speedy and Spitz on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, we're coming up on the 1st of May here, and, man, I'll tell you, car show season is ready to kick off. The cruises and the car shows, that all starts really popping, you know, around the 1st of May. I think next weekend, May 1st, May 2nd, May 3rd, there's about 20 shows happening already.
Jeez.
I've already got scheduled posts through the end of May on the Twin Cities Car Cruising Group Facebook page, 126 events showing up.
126? Are you kidding me? Jeez.
No, it's crazy. And I'll tell you, next weekend and then the weekend of May 9th, the weekend of May 16th, it's insane how many events are happening.
And for all of our listeners, you can actually follow us on Twin Cities Car Cruising Group on Facebook. And if you're not a member, you know, simply, you know, just come aboard. You will find the kicking the tires there.
I mean, everything. I think already this morning there were, I don't know, three or four different things posted on there. And it's just all these people. I mean, and it's reaching a lot of people. We have over 15,000 followers. We've added like 220 new people just in the last week. So people are itching to get out there and start cruising.
Yeah.
And the big phrase this year is pop-up. Everybody's looking for, where are the pop-up events happening?
Hmm. Pop-ups, huh? Interesting. You know, I'm hearing a lot of rumbling on the road, man. You know, I mean, people are just saying, now, you know what? I think I want to get the car out. And all of a sudden, every garage around here sounds like it's just it's just blowing up. You know, it's incredible. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, people are getting ready. They're itchy. They want to get out there. You know, it's warmer weather. It looks nice. It's time to get out and have some fun. What do you think?
Oh, exactly. And, you know, last Wednesday, just this past Wednesday, we had a heck of a group show up to Wagner's. Just, that was a pop-up. It was all done in like 1 or 2 days that somebody posted, you know, it's going to be in the 80s on Wednesday. Let's get together at Wagner's and just hang out, you know, get the car out, cruise on over. It'll be a great day to put the top down on the convertible, which I did. You know, I just picked up a new car last weekend, an 83 Dodge 400 convertible, and I put the top down and went over there.
Oh my God. You know, I remember that. We had some fun over at Route 65, and, you know, I thought, whose car is this? And I just bought it and went, oh man, that is so cool.
Yeah, not many K cars left. I think Cash for Clunkers did most of them in. And, you know, I kind of like those early to mid 80s cars, so I had to get it.
And convertible, are you kidding me? It's great for the summer.
Exactly. You know what? I wanted to highlight a couple of the events that are coming up next weekend. And I'm going to start. Here's a really, really good event happening next Friday, May 1st, from 5 to 8 p.m. up at the Hennepin Technical College at 9000 Brooklyn Boulevard in Brooklyn Park. The auto body class is having a show, and the money is to support some of their programs that they do. It's only $5 to show your car. It's free spectating. They're going to have food from the food services program at Hennepin Technical College also. Open to all makes and models, popular vote awards and trophies. It's an open house also, so you can walk around, take a look at what goes on up there in the automotive field. And the funds go to support the Hennepin Tech Student Transportation Club. So again, that's Friday, May 1st, from 5 to 8 p.m., the Our show and open house at Hennepin Technical College, 9000 Brooklyn Boulevard in Brooklyn Park.
You
and
know
then
that,
another one that kind of intrigued me, it's called Porsches and Pints.
Porsches. All right, that's me.
That's also happening from 5 to 8 on Friday at Boom Island Brewing Company in Minnetonka. That's 5959 Baker Road in Minnetonka. If you're into Porsches, they've done this. It says it's been an annual tradition for years now that they'll have different varieties, styles, and years of Porsches taking over the parking lot. So if you like Porsches, head up there, look at them. If you drive a Porsche, go ahead and bring it. It says grab a pint and meander through collector and luxury cars on a beautiful Friday evening.
Grab a pint.
Exactly. It says the Pork Chop Guys food truck will be there serving up grilled and smoked meats.
Wow. It sounds like fun, man.
That sounds like a good one, yeah. So that one kind of got my attention also.
Very good. What else?
Well, Speedy's Jukebox this week. Today is National Telephone Day. It's celebrated on April 25th to honor the invention of the telephone and the impact of telecommunications on our lives. So I just looked up, picked three. There's a lot of songs that have to do with telephones and calling people on the phone.
Yeah.
And I just picked three of them here to highlight today. I Just Called to Say I Love You by Stevie Wonder. Call Me by Blondie. And then that song, that the telephone number that became famous, 867-5309-JENNY. By Tommy Tutone.
Very good. Thanks so much, Brian, and we'll talk soon, all right?
You bet.
Awesome. Nicely done. Oh, Brian Warhol, a.k.a. Speedy, with Speedy's Jukebox, and his choices for, today is Stevie Wonder's, as well as Blondie and Tommy Tutone.
Even time for birds to fly to southern skies.
get your car summarized and prepare for the warmer weather ahead with a car care package at TSI Smith Nielsen, conveniently located at 7860 Jolly Lane North, Brooklyn Park, or call Brad or Chris at 763-424-6630.
telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always no hooky-dokies until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Your hands to yourself.
Papa, you know she isn't the same. Living on Reds, vitamin C and cocaine. All a friend can say is ain't it a shame.
Drug you up the buffalo. Been thinking you got to mellow slow. Takes time to pick a place to go. And just keep trucking on.
And staring out of the hotel window. Got a tip, they're gonna kick the door in again. I'd like to get some sleep before I travel, but if you got a warrant, I guess you're gonna come in.
Busted down on Bourbon Street. Set up like a bowling pin. Knocked down, it gets to wear it thin. It just won't let you be.
Sick of hanging around and you like to travel. Get tired of traveling, you wanna settle down. I guess I can't revoke this all the time. Get out of the door, light out and look all around.
Sometimes the light's all shining on me. Other times I can barely see.
Get to Don Ramon Street Tacos at 1555 First Avenue East and Highway 101 in Shakopee for the best Tex-Mex north of the border, or call their order line at 952-217-4860 and tell them that Polly Spit sent you.
Sizzling 99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
That's right. Good morning, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're listening to Paulie Spitz. That's right. Street Beat on KSIZ, Switzerland 99.9, which is Speedy and Spitz episode coming up. I'll tell you what, the greatest thing we have is Brad. He's from TSI Smith Nielsen to tell you about the Spring Summer Car Care Package. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you guys doing?
I'm here. I'm alive. I have a pulse on this beautiful day. And, you know, tell us a little bit about the Spring Summer Car Care Package.
So we basically we bring a car in, we do an oil change on it, we do a tire rotation, brake inspection, battery test, inspect your suspension, we top off all the fluids except brake fluid, inspect the belts, if you got a check engine light on, we pull codes on that to see what's going on there, we do an AC inspection, check your lights and wiper blades. Basically, it's getting your car ready for coming out of winter in the summer, so your car's ready to go for your summer travels.
You know, I think the beauty about us, you guys are conveniently located. Tell us about any phone numbers that can, you know, our listeners can reach out to, and as well as the address.
So our phone number is 763-424-9544. We're located at 7860 Jolly Lane in Brooklyn Park. We're right behind Menards in Brooklyn Park on Brooklyn Boulevard in 81.
And I think the beauty about, you know, this spring summer car care package, you know, for $109.95 plus tax. And, you know, there's some other peripheral expenses as well. But, you know, the range of items that you're going to get with this car care package is, you know, it's just phenomenal. You're talking about a full oil service change, synthetic blend up to 5 quarts. Full synthetic is extra. All right. Now rotate the tires. You've got tire inspection. You've got battery tests. You've got maintenance inspection, steering. steering, suspensions, check all fluids. You know, it just goes on and on. You have got to give Brad a call at 763-424-9544 or simply drop in 7860 Jolly Lane, Northern Brooklyn Park. And, you know, I think the good thing about Brad that, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, people have on their minds in regards to, you know, the technicians that work there. And you guys have been working together for such a long time, isn't that right?
Yes, yes. I mean, we've got a lot of experience. I've been in the field for over 40 years, so I've been around the block a couple times and know quite a bit about the cars. And if we don't know it, we find out what's going on. We do a lot of street rod type stuff, that kind of stuff too. So the people come in and they'll look around and see what we got in our lot. It's kind of fun as well.
There you go. You know what, man? That phone number once again before I let you go.
763-424-9544.
Thanks so much, buddy, and we'll talk soon, okay?
You bet. We'll talk to you. Have a good day.
That's right. Nicely done. We had Brad on the air, and I'm from TSI Smith-Nielsen. The beauty about it is that Spring Lake, what are you doing, Paulie? Spring Summer Car Care Package, $109.95, plus tax, and, you know, there's some other peripheral charges. Simply give them a call, 763-424-9544. That number, once again, 763-424-9544. Or you can, just give them a, drop in. 7860 Jolly Lane North in Brooklyn Park. You're listening to Paulie on KSIZ, Central 99.9. That's right.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got a year. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar runs by. I feel nice. The sugar runs by. I feel nice, a sugar and spice.
Long, he was with me, yeah. cause it's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on, he was with me, yeah me. Next we're moving on, he was with me.
Car summarized and prepare for the warmer weather ahead with a car care package at TSI Smith Nielsen, conveniently located at 7860 Jolly Lane North, Brooklyn Park, or call Brad or Chris at 763-424-6630.
Sizzling 99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
That's right, where the MSP comes alive, all good things happen right here. Good morning, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're listening to Speedy and Spitz, a street beat on KSIZ. Shizzling 99.9. And guess what? We have a wolf on the air. My friend, how are you today?
I am great. How are you?
I'm just doing dandy as usual. You know, I think the beauty about having Wolf on, I mean, he's just has so many things that he's done in life. We were talking off air a little bit, and you know, I want to try and stick, you know, with the car and the bike theme today. And he was telling me a little bit about his Nova. First and foremost, Wolf, I'd like you to tell our listeners a little bit about your Nova, and then we'll get into the repairs.
Sure, I got the Nova from my younger brother. He originally had it, bought it for his son, and then he took it over when his son got married and needed money. They found it in up north Minnesota in a barn, and my brother wanted to buy a Harley, so he sold it to me, and I've had it probably for 20 some years. He didn't have it fixed up, but pristine. He didn't have an interior. I put an interior in it. I put a new motor in it with over 400 horses. Haven't dined in it yet. Put in a new tranny because it had just had the three speed tranny in it. Put new tires and wheels. I've done a lot to it. The only thing I haven't done is have it repainted. I love the color, but there's some minor problems with the paint. And I rebuilt the front end here last couple winters ago. Entire new front end and disc brakes in the front end. And I know why there's not many of those Novas around. Because those brakes, it was just four drum brakes, and I was putting my foot through the floor every time I had come to a stop, and I downshift to slow it down also. But now I can just stop with the pressure of my toe, and it's great.
Well,
but you know, I was telling you,
thank God for that, man. You know,
yeah.
If you're going to start, you got to stop, right?
Oh, yes.
And you know,
I was saying that
when you actually, you know, purchased this car, I mean, you said 20 years ago that you did this?
About 20 some years ago.
And it was not in a condition to be restored. I mean, was it just a daily driver at that time?
It was my nephew's car. He just drove back and forth to school, you know, just kind of a teen car.
Yeah.
I recently put a new cowl induction hood, and I got to get that all hooked up, put a new hood on it. And I'm having a little trouble with it shutting right. That's the problem with working on your own car. You can step back and say, hey, I did this. Isn't this nice? Pat yourself on the back. But boy, I wish I had money to buy one of those pristine cars from Barrett Jackson. Every nut and bolt replaced are better than new. And there is something about turnkeys that is great. But it's kind of nice to do it yourself. And you're doing it yourself all the time.
Yeah.
There's always something to improve, to change.
Yeah, but you know, when you buy a pristine car like you're just talking about, there's no fun to it, you know? I mean, yeah, you know, you have to dig into your wallet, you know, to buy the parts and then find the time to repair it. Or if you don't know how to do it, you know, you got to bring your friends over or take it over to a shop. You know, I think most people that do project cars, you know, they look for it, you know, having fun, you know, being with their friends. But you're absolutely right. I know a lot of car owners here. Car enthusiasts, right? And there's, you know, I classify them in, you know, different categories. They're either going to drive that pristine car every day or they're not, right? And so what happens with this is that, you know, it's like a prima donna. You don't see that car very often. You know, it's like it's not their daily driver, but I can see, you know, what they do. They basically say, you know what, I put a lot of money to this thing, yada yada yada, and I think I'm just going to take it out on special occasion, you know, which is fine, because I see a lot of this on the circuit right now. That and I'm thankful that there's these smaller shows, because if you go into different parts of the metro area, you're gonna see you know, cars that you normally don't see. And I like the bigger shows because you're gonna see everything, right?
That's right.
You know, but the beauty about it is that, you know, you really have to take time to, you know, go through these shows and say, well, I've shot that show, I mean, this car before, meaning videography or, you know, taking a picture of it. And it's the same old cars that are coming out. But when you see that pristine car that you don't, you know, you normally don't see, that's when the shock and awe comes in, doesn't it?
Yep, it does. But one thing I want to mention, you mentioned about once about the younger generation, we got to get them involved and learning how to fix up these older cars, because it's getting harder and harder to find someone that can work on your car if you got a major problem. And like my son with his Nova, he doesn't have time. He rebuilt the engine, but he doesn't have time. He has his own job, his own business. So he was looking, I don't know if you know Mergic. He's the only one that we know that he used to work with my son. He raced cars at down at the racetrack, and he does a great job. He's an honest guy, and we just love him. But he's retiring, and we don't know anybody. Maybe some people out there know somebody that's really good with the tools and really an honest worker. It would be nice to get more of these young kids. I know they have their Subarus and the Hondas and all that stuff. And, you know, to us people, we people from way back when, that's not a street rod to us. It is to them, but not to us. So we got to get the young people involved.
Yes, I really agree with that. I recently attended the GSTA show in Canterbury, and there was a school there by the name of Newgate School, all right? And basically, it provides hands-on automotive training for the underserved young adults in the Twin Cities, all right? This is the best part, all right? Students pay no tuition, because Newgate is funded by your car donations. So you could see that, you know, the excitement and the enthusiasm when they were, you know, speaking to many of the car enthusiasts at GST. And you're absolutely right. You know, we need to get the younger generation involved, because, you know what, that's what it's going to take for the future of not just restoration and hot rods, but in addition to that, it helps all of the, you know, the older generations, you know, to share their knowledge with all of the younger kids that are out there that want to do brakes. They want to fix a radiator. Yes, they want to know electrical. So if you're interested in getting involved, simply go to Newgate School, all right? And they're on Facebook. That's N-E-W-G-A-T-E. They're also located at 2900 Hennepin Avenue East. If you need further details, you can give them a call. Take this number down, 612-378-0177. That number once again for Newgate School is 612-378-0177. But have you seen, the older generation actually sitting down with many of the younger kids and saying, hey, you know what? This is how, you know, it's done. Let me teach you. And have you seen any of that, Wolf?
No, I really have not. One thing about getting older, it's getting harder to work on a car. You can't get in all those positions. I have bad shoulders. Have to get under the dash, and oh, that's painful. Turn upside down. Yeah, it gets harder. I do it, but it takes a little longer now. I'm not young and like I used to be, unfortunately.
Yeah, and you know the Speedy and Spit, you know, when we started our endeavor into the car show industry here, we made it a point to look at how we can help the younger kids to understand. So, you know, just follow along with us at the Speedy and Spit's page, or you can simply go to Twin Cities Car Cruising Group as well, and drop in at some of the shows and learn what the guys are doing with fabrication, with motor works, with tires, you know, with filters. I mean, there's so many different things to the car that it really depends what your interest is. It could be imports, could be exports, could be hot rods, you know. But see, you're only going to learn if you go to the shows, you know. And you know, that's free. And the advice is free. You know, you can just start asking questions. Some of the owners would, you know, kind of be shy about it and about sharing secrets. But I got to think that there's those car owners that will just sit down with you and just talk your ear off. What do you think, Wolf?
I think they will, and there's nothing more satisfying than building an engine yourself.
Yeah.
Building it up for high horsepower. Start that thing up and hear it lope, lope, hear that exhaust, I mean, you just get goosebumps.
Yeah.
It's something you did, and it's like a living, breathing thing. You do, you created it.
Well, I remember when I was younger as a mechanic, I used to smell like gasoline every day. Okay, so... It's okay. Come home oily, you know, and your mother would say, you know what, you have to buy me a new washing machine. I said, why? You come home, I'm washing your clothes, it's full of oil, it gets clogged. I'm going, all right, so you're on the hook for another washing machine. Yeah? You know, let's turn the page if we could, because you have another interest as well. You know, I really have to cut this, our segment today, you know, a little shorter, but, you know, tell our listeners about your Harley.
Oh, yeah, I'm just putting a new clutch in that, and that's got my fingers, hands so greasy I had to trim my nails down. I couldn't get them clean, just like the good old days.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, putting a new clutch in it. And unfortunately, you can't find anybody. It's a 97, and the Harley dealer will not work on any bike that's older than 10 years. And I found out that the Harley dealer, I thought they were supposed to keep making parts for a long time, but they have no more parts for anything over 10 years. So the Harley dealer will not put any other part. You can buy all kinds of parts at Dennis Kirk, and that's where I got my clutch to put in, but they won't put any other products than theirs in the car, or I mean the bike. So you're stuck fixing it yourself.
Wow, I didn't know that. It's like Caterpillar right now. You know, they have proprietary software, you know, and they, oh my gosh, just to run the thing. And I know a lot of farmers out there are saying, you know what, I think we've had enough with Caterpillar. I think we're going to move over to another label or brand of farming equipment because, you know, this is really getting expensive. And the parts are hard to get, number one. Secondly, you have to wait a long time. Well, guess what? I got to get out there and pick my crops. You know, it doesn't make sense for us to do this, you know, and just wait. So I think, you know, that happens with any industry, but they have to look at ways of how they can make money as well. And, you know, unfortunately, that's the way, I don't want to say all of American businesses are, but you know, if there's proprietary, I understand that, you know, that's good. I mean, but I would say in your case that you really have to, you know, search a hard, you know, a long time for those parts. Am I right or not?
That's right. But I'm putting a new clutch in this because I sold this 97, so I want to make it sure it's going to last a long time for the person who bought it, but it has a new, it has over 67,000 miles. I think it's close to 70, but I had the engine rebuilt and built up a little bit in horsepower at 67,000 miles, so it's going to have a new motor and a new clutch, so it ought to last another 67,000 miles.
Well, geez, I'm just glad you have the money to do all of this, unless your wife is going, honey!
Yeah. Are you going to be in the garage all day again? I think so.
Oh, man, I know how it is, dude. All right, you know, I want to close with something that's really interesting, okay, for all of our seniors that are out there. You know, you go out to work out at many of these, I don't know what club that you're with. I mean, are you with, what club are you with?
LA Fitness, okay. Down in Apple Valley.
Okay, you know, and for all of our seniors, you know, I can't emphasize more for you to get out and be active. You know, start moving those muscles, and you know, I mean, you just really have to get out there and start doing something because, you know, we want to see you here for a little longer. So when you go to the club, all right, tell our listeners right now, what do you do? I mean, what are you working on? Your upper, your lower, your kind of all around, or what?
I go Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, usually in the morning. And Mondays I start out with, I do chest and triceps. Wednesday is back and shoulders, and Friday is biceps and legs. And I should, sometime I can go into, I used to be a bodybuilder. I was a, I did competitions in bench pressing, I did that here, but real quick, I had that 867 I did. I had a record of 290 pounds on the bench. But yeah, and I was, I've done a lot of things, and you know, my life has never been boring, ever.
Well, you know, we have to reiterate, too, that there's a proper way of doing this. You just can't just jump in and think that, you know, things are going to happen over, you know, half an hour or to an hour workout. It takes, you know, a daily process if you can, you know, if you put 20 minutes at home, you know, stretching, you know, and getting limber. But there's a proper way of lifting the weights. There's a proper way of working on your back and your shoulders. So, for all of our seniors out there, that many of the YMCAs are open to help you, as well as many of the clubs. So if you have you know, questions about it, you know, simply drop in and be active. That's what I say. All right, you listen, my friend, I'm going to let you go, but parting words for our listeners today.
Drive very carefully, especially those street rods. And if you got a motorcycle, I always used to tell people, drive safe, I guess, but now I usually say, watch out for the other people on the phones.
Yeah, you do. Very good recommendations. Wolf, thanks for being on today. We'll see you soon, all right?
Alrighty. I love being on air. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Nicely done. Wolf. And you can find him on Facebook as well. You're listening to Pauly right here on KSIZ Switzerland 99.9. And it's time to go through some music right now. Thanks for being on today. Yeah.
Sizzling 99.9 KSIZ.